That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. So we are talking about some very exciting things tonight, and there is so much overlaying. I mean, we have a full moon in Pisces, that's an eclipse. We have the equinox, and we have the solar flares, and we have three planets changing signs all at the same time. Fun and game. I'm going to see if I can give you a little clarity on this. On September 17th, with the rise of the full moon along with the Pisces lunar eclipse, the most powerful solar flares in history is hitting this planet. The energy of the universe is about to unleash something monumental as the most intense flares ever recorded hit the planet Earth and the entire solar system. As you listen to Let's Find Out tonight, the most powerful solar flares in history are surrounding your body while hitting the entire planet. These solar flares will cause massive shifts in consciousness, opening powerful portals for transformation and alignment with a higher five-dimension self and beyond. And listen to that and beyond. It's very exciting. It's a critical time to tune in and to prepare your energy and anchor the divine light being sent our way. Expect strong geomagnetic storms that could influence your emotions, thoughts, and even physical sensations. Use this opportunity to ground your energy and protect your space and align with the incoming solar frequencies. The cosmic event will likely bring major changes in the energetic grid of the planet, affecting everyone on a personal and global level. Watch what happens. It's going to be wild. Tap into this force to activate your high light body and step fully into your divine power. Are you ready for the great shift? Let's ascend together. I'm going to say that again. Tap into this force to activate your light body. Don't be lazy with it. Be sure you do it. The full moon illuminates our inner world, bringing in the light from the center of the galaxy. I talked about that in March when we had the beautiful arc. That was on March 23rd. I know I did a show on it back then. The sun and the moon together, with their light glow, sheds light on our deepest desires, emotions, and fears. This energy hit brings in deep transformation and introspection. Together, this creates a beautiful cosmic dance that will help us connect more closely with our true purpose, the harmony of our soul. All this provides us with insight and breakthroughs that can guide us on our path. We are truly entering a time of change in the way of living. A change in the way of living. That's exciting. At the same time, these solar flares are headed for the entire planet and solar system. This is the energy you felt yesterday, tonight, and for the next few days, up until we have the solar eclipse on October 2nd, 2024 in Libra. So that's coming down the road. Ooh. Solar flares, which are a burst of energy from the sun, often send waves of charged particles towards the Earth, affecting not only the Earth's magnetic field, but the planet's weather cycle, but also our own personal energy field. When a solar flare combines with energy of the full moon, along with a lunar eclipse, especially in the sign of Pisces, it creates a powerful burst of cosmic energy. Many people will experience some intense emotion, a sense of restlessness, along with some very vivid dreams. I told you last week to be sure to plan to have a dream diary by your bed. I've been saying that for a while. As this energy continues to intensify, the physical feelings can become stronger. Just flow with it and allow it. Do not try to fight this energy, or you can short-circuit yourself. And that can bring in some muscular pain and a feeling of tightness. It's almost as if the universe is ringing its bells and celebrating this upliftment of mankind. Now is the time of intense spiritual growth and transformation. And this is truly a moment to pay attention to. I'm thrilled when you look at all this that's been happening all year. And then we're getting the frosting on the cake right now. It's unbelievable. It's time to stop whatever you are doing. Tune into the energy surrounding you and keeping yourself open to the changes that are unfolding. The universe is communicating with us through these cosmic events, bringing us an understanding. The energy is guiding us to higher levels of consciousness. Are you ready to navigate the flow of energy into the universe? Let's learn how to dive deep into the energies of a solar flare to embrace and fulfill our higher purpose. Now we can use this energy to connect to a higher level. And it's going to be shocking when we see the results of all this wonderful information. These surges from solar flares are more than just a spectacular astronomical event. It holds the key to awakening to a higher consciousness, like within humanity. When the solar flares erupt from the sun, a burst of charged particles and flashing light occurs. This release of electrical magnetic energy affects the magnetic field, creating waves of a change in the physical and spiritual realm. It looks like lightning. It looks like scalar waves. Very, very exciting. However, what is truly fascinating is the spiritual aspect of these flares. There is a deeper, more profound meaning hidden beneath this scientific phenomenon. Be aware that solar flares are not just random bursts of energy. They are the universe communication system. They bring in the call to wake up and to see what's beyond this planet. When a solar flare combined with the energy of a full moon, especially since the March 23rd, 2024, along with a lunar eclipse, it creates a powerful wave of cosmic energy. On March 23rd was when we had the arc in the sky. I called it the Ark of the Covenant, or maybe the Ark of the Universe. Also, when these flares release charged particles, they not only travel through space, igniting all the planets in our solar system, but they also act as carriers of higher frequencies. And these frequencies resonate with the human energy field. They will connect to everyone, pulling up each individual vibration, but connect very strongly to those who are open to higher frequencies. So if you're a meditator and you work with your blessed higher self, you're going to get some downloads. It'll be great. As the waves of energy penetrate the Earth's atmosphere, they penetrate our entire energetic being, body, and aura. This energy affects the way we think, feel, and perceive reality. This energy is like a key, unlocking or unveiling new levels of consciousness. This offers us the opportunity to heighten our awareness, bringing in a chance to align ourselves with higher states of consciousness and existence. It's like you go into a higher state of being with meditation, and then you feel like you're on an elevator going up higher and higher. Remember, we are all gifted with free will. Some of us hold a second key lock to our respective DNA to readily accept this energy and ascend as the energy pours in. Others have aspects in their astrological birth chart, and the timing of accepting a higher awareness is pre-programmed at birth. The rest of us have to work it through, learning and working with various spiritual practices. This is where learning the new spiritual chakras come in. I wrote that book in 2014, The New Spiritual Chakras. Several of us are very dark and refuse any kind of light upgrade. And these souls can fall further down into darkness or they can choose to ascend in their next lifetime. Those that are turned on to this cosmic flow may notice that their intuition sharpens, giving them clearer insight about their lives and the world around them. It's as if the flares clear away some of the fog, the haze that blurs our awareness. The clearing allows them to see and understand our world and universe with greater clarity and depth. Intuition becomes more than just a fleeting feeling. Like a butterfly, it transforms into a guiding force field, guiding us upward towards our higher purpose. Along with the higher guided intuition, these cosmic surges also heighten our awareness. It's almost as if the veil or boundary between the self and the universe are blurred. You begin to feel a stronger connection with everything around you, whether it's people, nature, or even the invisible forces that guide us. We're going to stop now and do the weekly cosmic tip. I want you again to listen to it very carefully because there's a lot of great information about this coming week. This is going to be a wild week. So here's the weekly cosmic tip, and then I'll be back with more information. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report. Week of September 22nd through September 29th, 2024. This week is crucial as the long-awaited moment has finally arrived. The first wave of the 5D Ascension Timeline. This energy is with us until April of 2025. There is a strong Neptune influence in the middle of the week as signs change of the Sun, Mercury, and Venus. Issues from previous months now come back to focus. You might need to review some things that you thought were resolved and make corrections if necessary. This week, many work duties can suddenly become a tower moment as you feel very overwhelmed. Don't agree to take on more than you can handle. Venus is in tension with Pluto and enters Scorpio on Monday, September 23rd. Relationship issues are now increasingly in the spotlight. Take the time to reflect on your current needs and have clarifying conversations. It's an excellent opportunity to deepen existing relationships or open yourself to new encounters. Confusion and doubt can arrive on Tuesday morning, so put off signing papers, contracts, or decisions to another day. It's time to take classes, read, and learn new information as Mercury becomes stronger, intensifying our need to learn and expand our awareness. Be open to new ideas that come with flashes of profound insight. The mind and consciousness are elevated and open, so now we can receive clairvoyance and information that's genius. Inventions and new technology can come through for the betterment of the world. Any ideas that come through today can be on the cutting edge and change your life. Wednesday is a great day for focus, concentrating, and getting things done. Mystical experiences can connect you to the spirit world. It's not a good day to make major decisions as the mind is not connected to reality, but it's a great day for expanding your imagination and things not worldly. This is a day to escape and concentrate on things beyond this world or out of this world. It's a good day to go to the movies or to be creative, but not to make any major changes. Take time to meditate in a quiet place on Thursday. It's an incredibly inspirational and innovative time for creative visualization. Look deeply into your psychology and awareness today. You may make major transformations and changes through changing how you think and how you feel about things. So today is great for self-analysis. This will be setting the energy so that you can reach your personal dreams and goals. Saturday, September 28th, is a very karmic relationship concerning the fate of world leaders. There may be a powerful leader who must step down or be taken out of their position. There is a great sense of loss around the world concerning a person in power. Relationships have a certain destiny today. Meeting new people could be karmic. There will be sadness and repercussions that come out of this day. Sunday is a time of transition and change while the future becomes uncertain. There is great resolve about situations that have just shifted in the world today. There is uncertainty with a deep sense of loss as things begin to transform from karmic events plaguing the world. After trining Uranus on the 24th and opposing Neptune on the 25th, Mercury moves into Libra on September 26th, simultaneously forming a trine with Pluto. Conversations require remarkable tact and the willingness to open up to new information and experiences. Take your time before making a judgment, because news and messages could be quite confusing, contrary, and possibly fake news. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the number is 201-934-8986. That is my answering service. Remember that you can read Stargazing on my website on Mondays after the show, new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back, and we're talking about the solar flares, the Pisces eclipse, and tonight is the fall equinox, which is an intense energy, all of it put together. This sense of interconnection is a vital part of raising our consciousness. It makes us realize that we are not separate beings living separate lives, but rather, we are deeply woven into the tapestry of the universe. This interconnection helps to dispel feelings of isolation and loneliness and replaces them with a deeper sense of belonging and unity with everything. The power of the solar flare energy also brings about a shift in the way we perceive ourselves and our soul potential. As we absorb these higher frequencies, there is a natural pull to awaken to our divine nature. This process often begins with an inner stirring of cool air, encouraging us to explore the depths of our soul. We are called to recognize the immense power and light that exists within each one of us. This is a time for deep reflection. We are encouraged to look beyond the surface and embrace the infinite potential that exists within each and every one of us. These particular solar flares are unlike anything that has come before. Scientists have predicted that they will dwarf any previous flames in size and intensity. While its physical impact may be significant, shaking the foundation of our reality, its spiritual impact will even be more profound. This flame represents the release of enormous cosmic energy, a force that will catalyze a shift in human consciousness on a global scale. Everybody better duck, because there's going to be lots of changes everywhere. Those who align with this energy will experience rapid personal transformation. Also, the collective consciousness of the planet will soar to new heights. The energy brings increased emotional and physical sensitivity. When a solar flare interacts with a full moon lunar eclipse, especially in Pisces, the resulting cosmic blend is absolutely extraordinary. These celestial events don't just affect the sky, they also affect us on deeply personal levels. If you're feeling more emotionally or physically sensitive during this time, you are not alone. The energy waves emitted by solar flares are known to stir things up, especially the weather. These energies also stir things up inside of us, leading to increased sensitivity emotionally and physically. Add the energy of the full moon and lunar eclipse, and you get an energetic power explosion that can trigger a variety of emotions and sensations. Physically, you may feel like a variety of symptoms that are in your body's way of adapting to the new frequency. So you are going to feel uncomfortable symptoms, but they are your body's way of adapting. Fatigue is common as your body works hard to process the influx energy. You may find yourself feeling more tired than usual, craving extra sleep. Allow for it. Do not fight it. You can feel exhausted even after a full night's rest. This is because your body is rebalancing. Just like a computer gets a major software update or moves up to a higher version, your entire body system is getting its own upgrade. This requires both time and energy. It's also not uncommon to get headaches at this time. I have some fifth dimension maladies listed in my Ascension workbook, and that book is on Amazon.com. It's called Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension Workbook. These headaches make you feel like you're under a lot of mental stress. Emotionally, the effects can be even more pronounced. When you get one of those headaches, you need to lie down and sleep. Full moons, especially during eclipses, often bring old emotions up to the surface. You may find yourself feeling more anxious, irritable, or overwhelmed. This is nothing to be alarmed about. It is simply your body and spirit working together to release old emotional patterns that no longer serve you. You've outgrown them. The planet has outgrown them, and you should be glad to get rid of them. The powerful emotion of the solar flames amplify these feelings, making it difficult to ignore them. You cannot ignore the need for healing, because as they come up, you get emotional, and you're going to want to heal it. Although this process can be uncomfortable, it's a necessary part of the journey towards greater clarity and self-awareness. You're on your way to ascension. On the other hand, not everyone finds these events overwhelming. For some people, these cosmic alignments bring a sense of clarity, purpose, and increased insight. You may feel energized as if you've tapped into a new source of vitality. That's because the solar flares combined with a full moon eclipse is not only an overload of energy, it's an opportunity for alignment, true alignment with your soul. If you're in sync with these energies, you may feel a surge of creativity or see solutions to problems that have been lingering inside of you for a long time. Insights and breakthroughs can occur at this time as your higher self aligns with these frequencies. The process provides you with a deeper understanding of your path and purpose. For example, if you had a family separation and you're emotionally removed from either a cousin, a sister, a parent, you can smooth all that energy out during this solar flare, and you can shift your consciousness to put it aside, let it go, and have some sharing and love beyond that. And you won't even know it's happening because the energy is so magical. It knows exactly what you do need, exactly what you've been hurting about, and how to clear it and fix it. Whether you're experiencing the more challenging physical and emotional effects or feeling uplifted and inspired, it's important to be very kind to yourself at this time. Your body is processing an immense amount of energy, and it needs time to absorb it all and to adjust. One of the best ways to support yourself through this period is to engage in grounding practices. Grounding helps anchor your energies to the earth. Remember, there are higher energies. They're fifth dimension energies. They're not used to the third dimension. So you really do have to work on grounding, which can feel like a lifeline when cosmic energies are swirling around you. Simple practices like walking barefoot on the grass or spending time in nature can make a significant difference. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight we're talking about the powerful solar flares, the equinox, and the full moon in Pisces. Now we're going to take our break, and I'll be back with more information after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm making this extra recording about the need for protection in August because the energies are showing it can be a very dangerous time, especially the last 2 weeks of August. Mercury goes retrograde on Sunday, August 4th at 9 degrees Virgo and turns direct on Wednesday, August 28th at 27 degrees Leo. The astrological signs pertain to energetic danger, which can indicate a need for protection due to insecurity, community danger, or possible attacks. Interestingly, throughout the year, Mercury retrogrades from Earth sign to a fire sign, and this means it will be causing things to be out of control, much like a wildfire. As it shifts from Earth to fire, there is a sense of being smothered, which can indicate fires along with severe weather, as in hurricanes, cyclones, and heat. Too much heat that you can't breathe, not well. Also, poor air quality. Because of astrology, there is a threat of a major earthquake along the west coast of Japan. So let's pray that that doesn't happen. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees Leo. Of course, the new moon is always in Leo this time of year, but it occurs in the ninth house of the U.S., indicating uncovering secrets, laying down a law, and possible corruption, along with financial concerns in the government. It wasn't a surprise to see President Biden stepping down from re-election when you look at the charts of the USA and Biden. I predicted this would happen more than a year ago. The new and full moons in August are in Leo and Aquarius, and they indicate a big change in the government for the U.S. Transiting Mars will conjunct President Biden's natal Saturn in his seventh house, the House of Partnerships. But the seventh house is also the house of open enemies, which can mean killer. This is a very difficult transit occurring in the seventh house, and it could even be health-related because diseases can be killer diseases. As for former President Trump, there are no threats to him with Uranus, Mars, and Jupiter in his 10th house of reputation and career, and he should get through these difficult times without incident. As transiting Jupiter nears his natal sun, his power will increase. And this happens around election time, early November. For everyone, be careful of the intense heat and air quality around you. If it's high or dangerous, I suggest you decide to stay inside and safe instead of chancing it. Nothing is more important to your health and physical balance. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening to my Safety and Needs for Protection program. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I try to think of some way to let my face become his. Would you? like to hear about a dream I've had. You're the only one I've told this to. He shakes his head laughing, as if I know the trick you're hatching. Go ahead. I am an image he stitches with golden thread. The least figure, a playful audition. But nothing he works on is dull. I am part of the beauty.
I'm back. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're talking about the solar flares, basically, plus the eclipse, plus the equinox. But I'm going to tell you about the DNA codes, because the solar flares activate the DNA codes. You know, it's funny. We all are supposed to have two strands of DNA. But I had a download saying that the new babies after 2010 were going to have more strands of DNA. I got that around 1999. Well, you know what? It's happening. And the doctors are calling it bogus DNA or junk DNA. So let me tell you a little bit about the DNA. The energy is activating powerful DNA codes, activating dormant DNA codes during a powerful cosmic event such as a solar flare, full moon, and lunar eclipse. It's an extraordinary opportunity for spiritual growth. At the core of this, even, is the idea. At the core of this event is the idea that human beings, we have untapped potential within us, which is coded in our DNA. Just as we grow, change, and evolve physically, our DNA also contains spiritual and energetic codes that, when activated and unlocked, higher states of awareness, consciousness, and spiritual gifts and abilities are brought forth. These codes that have been lying dormant for millions of years are now being activated. This is because of the powerful cosmic energies that are surrounding our planet at this time. DNA activation refers to the process by which these dormant codes come online. It's like turning on the light in your living room that was previously dark. This brings in new clarity and understanding, and you can walk around and see things a lot easier than in the dark. The solar flares combined with the full moon and the solar eclipse are creating a unique window of opportunity to accelerate this process. Solar flares carry with them powerful streams of energy, known as light codes, which interact with the Earth's magnetic field and expand into our bodies and consciousness. These light codes are energetic packets of information that can upgrade our DNA, awakening these long dormant codes. So when you go to sleep at night and don't have the answer to the problem, and you wake up in the morning and the answer is as clear as a bell, That's what this energy is doing. This particular solar flare is filled with a new energy, a new intensity that comes from beyond the center of our galaxy. Many ancient spiritual traditions and modern spiritual teachings speak of humanity's evolution being linked to these hidden potentials within our DNA. Science recognizes that, as a large portion of our DNA is still a mystery, often referred to as junk DNA. Some newborns have been found to have extra strands of DNA. So we're finally going to be able to communicate with planets in other universes millions and trillions of miles away as we move along here. However, in spiritual terms, this so-called junk DNA holds the keys to our future evolution and ascension. They will activate a new awareness, psychic abilities, and a deeper understanding of our connection to the universe. Along with this awakening, we have been given a new spiritual chakra, the support of our guides, angels, and invisible master teachers. I wrote the book of the new spiritual chakras in 2014. Again, that's on Amazon.com. You really should take a look at it because I have it all mapped out, diagrammed, and I have a chart showing you when each chakra opens, the new spiritual gifts it will bring you. When these dormant codes begin to activate, you may notice changes on many levels in your life. Physically, you may experience a shift with your energy levels as your body adjusts to the new frequencies being downloaded. You may feel a surge in vitality or temporary fatigue as you integrate these new energies and higher frequencies into your system. Just a minute. Emotionally and mentally, these activations can clear old patterns of fear, doubt, and limiting beliefs, allowing for a more spacious and open state of mind. As one spiritual chakra opens, you are able to bring in and adapt more spiritual gifts. I have created a chart showing you what energy comes to you as each one of these higher chakras open. Also, you may begin to feel more in tune with your intuition, noticing an increased sense of clarity, purpose, and understanding. Spiritually, this activation can open a portal to profound growth. The DNA activation opens a doorway to spiritual growth and can deepen your connection to God, to the divine, and to the higher realms of existence. You may feel more in tune with the energies around you, sense subtle vibrations, and feel more connected to the universe. We are now in the energy of initiation, a step towards a higher consciousness. Many will look at that time of their life as a spiritual awakening, a time when they begin to understand their own true nature. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. That's the end of the show for tonight. I'll have more information next week. But please do me a favor. Please email me and let me know how you like this subject, because I really want to write a book about it and let people understand what's really happening. And my email is Elizabeth@new-visions.com. Elizabeth@new-visions.com. I would love to hear from you. Now we're going to hear Elizabeth Hepburn doing a song that was very popular with the Mamas and the Papas in the 1960s. She re-recorded it, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's called There's a New World Coming. and we have the Louise Hay meditation tonight. And Richard is going to remind us that we all can live in peace together. See you next week. Thank you for listening, and good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in. There's a new world coming, this one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There is a new day and it is dawning, and it belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world is coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy.
Stars tonight. We are entitled to miracles. For some of us, it is a physical healing. For some of us, it is a healing of a family or a relationship. For some of us, it is creating peacefulness within ourselves. For some of us, it is creating prosperity. And for some of us, the miracle might just be being able to be with ourselves in a quiet space. Claim your miracle now. We are entitled to miracles. Are entitled to miracles.